Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Maria. Hey, Vince.
Hello.
This is Gail. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Maria were talking about the first page listing we had available today on Google. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, super. I'm in the right place. That's always helpful. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but like I kind of
no problem.
We can save our time. I've run like businesses before. Before I was a handyman, I had a detailing business. I've run Google ads myself, actually, back then, Facebook ads and stuff like that. I understand perfectly how all of this works.
Okay.
I have a question. Okay, so I've
sure.
been informed that it costs $10 to $12 a day, and there's no contract, so it just goes day to day. So my question was, and I'm willing to go about an hour from Stanford, meaning as far down south as Kissimmee, as far as up north and to the east as Daytona and Cocoa Beach. So you have the target area.
Okay, so perfect.
Companies, similar companies in my area with similar counties available, what kind of lead generation, customer generation can I expect with this package?
So, excellent question. So, I can't tell you how many new customers or how many leads you'll get, but what I can do is look up how many searches have been done for your area in the last, I can pull 30 days or 60 days. So, let me
so
go ahead and pull that.
Like, give me like a Jane Doe company, like a copy company, like a similar handyman in my area that has the service with you, and just give me that will give me a ballpark number of how many leads am I to expect to get from that, and customers am I to land, because I'm on different platforms as well, and I'm not happy with the lead cost, because like on Angie's List, my lead is about $20, and I'll convert one out of two leads, meaning $40 a customer. Kind of a
My gosh, so, that's horrible.
Yeah, and then Craigslist is always cheap, but it just comes in waves and goes. So I'm on different things. I just need like numbers to see what can I expect.
Absolutely. So let me check one thing here real quick. Unfortunately, I'm not able to pull up how many leads or calls other companies are getting. We only work with one company per category. So in other words, handyman category. We only work with one company in that 50-mile radius of you. So what'll actually happen is we'll close off the category of handyman for Stanford and a 50-mile radius around you. So what that means for you is we're not working with your competitors. So I don't know what they're up to, honestly.
Okay.
So that's why I say I can only tell you how many searches have been done.
Okay, cool.
Makes sense.
Do you have a handyman in like Dade County around Miami and Pensacola, anywhere in other areas? Then you can give me an example based on that, then?
Unfortunately, I can't reach into those files and retrieve that data. It's just something that we don't have access to, unfortunately. But so here, a couple things though that, well, there are a couple things that we do know. So in fact, I was just pulling it up here now. So searches, I just pulled a modest 25-mile radius of you, for the last 30 days to see how many searches that had been done for handyman services. 25-mile radius, 30 days. There've been 1,308 on handyman. Now, that number could even be higher. I just did handyman. Obviously, we can pull out, I don't know, Vince, do you do remodels, for example?
Oh, I do pretty much everything, yeah.
Perfect. So remodel then, we can do bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel. Those are other keywords that we can use to have you show up in that map section. So the number of searches
Is that extra cost?
No, no, it's not. No, it's all, it's included. As long as it's a service you offer, we can use it as a keyword so that you show up in the map for those as well. The other thing that we do know, so we know there were 1,308 searches done just in the last 30 days. So we also know that 90% of people, when they do any given search, it could be for a piece of place, it doesn't matter. It's just across the board statistics. 90% choose someone who's in that map section at the top. They start and stop right there. So, you know, that capturing a portion of that 1,308, you know, we pretty much know 90% of that 1,308 is going to go to somebody in the map. Okay, if you divide that up, usually there's room for 3 to 5 people, 3 to 5 companies in that map section. So clearly, you know, you're going to capture a portion of them.
The people that pull it up, though, is not going to be 1,300 people actually wanting to get work done. But, yeah, I mean, I see what you mean. I mean, even if I could snag a few, that's still good. But
and then they just, okay. You know, they click and call you directly, too. We don't filter or screen those calls at all, which is part of why I can't pull that data up, because we're not filtering or screening them. We're not doing any kind of a lead capture on those folks. They all go right to you. They'll see your Google Business profile. You'll be a click to call.
Do you set up the business profile for me and the Google Business profile for me? Or I gotta do that on my own?
Nope, we do that for you. The only thing that we'll need you to do is retrieve a postcard that'll come in the mail and give us the code or shoot us a picture.
I know how that works. Yeah.
Yep, so yeah, we'll set that up for you, and we don't charge for that. Now, Vince, do you have a website?
No, but I can make one. I've made one for my previous business before. I just haven't really needed. The business has been going pretty good. It's just I've been pretty slow, like 5 days or something. So I didn't even have time to get around. And, you know, I was just I honestly working 7 days a week. So.
Oh, my. Let me check and see if I can take that off your plate. So we don't build websites for the general public. We only build them for our preferred partners like yourself, Vince Handyman Company. I just need to make sure we have an opening in our tech department if I can squeeze in. If that's the case,
could you stick it out and give me a call at 4 p.m. today?
I can. Do you not have time that we can chat now?
One of your people, and I will have made my decision if I wanna go ahead and proceed with your services, or you know what I mean.
Okay. Okay.
I have to do here in like 7 minutes. So.
Gotcha. Okay. So yeah, let's talk this afternoon. So the unfortunate reality is, because it's an exclusive listing, we've been tasked with calling the area today, looking for just one company to sell that listing with.
Okay.
I can't hold the listing. It would be better if you had time we could chat now so that you don't lose it. Right now they're paused because Mike sent you over because you came across as a great match. So they've stopped calling, but they'll resume again.
That's fine. I mean, I don't have the time to like set it up right now anyway.
Okay.
So it's not really a possibility for me.
All right. So 4 o'clock, you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I will try my best to hold on to the listing for you if it's something that you're truly interested in.
If somebody else takes it, they take it.
Okay. How interested are you in being placed on the first?
I'm interested. I just, I'm a salesman too myself. I know the tricks, and if I lose a spot, I lose a spot. It's okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
I'm not really pressured into this. Okay.
No worries. I wouldn't expect you to. All right. But I will try to hold on to the listing for you since you are interested in it. Yes, I'll give you a call back at 4 o'clock. we can chat some more. A couple of the details I wanted to go through with you, and I still owe you pricing. So I will call you back this afternoon.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right. All right. Thanks, Vince. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.